Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Amanda Grace here with you on June 11th, 2024. We are back from Detroit, and OMG, our flight got delayed. So we got back a little later than expected, but we are back. We enjoyed seeing so many of you. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Welcome to everybody jumping on right now in the United States and around the world. Hello, hello. Yes, here we go indeed. This is going to be a doozy. So buckle up, buttercups, because we're getting ready right now to, in a way, be shot out of a cannon. Okay, so hello to everybody. Oh, Ontario, Canada. We saw a Canada from across the lake or whatever that waterway was in Michigan. We looked across and we went, wow, that's how close Canada is. And I was like, that's a little scary being that their leader is a little cray cray. But we love our friends in Canada. And it was amazing to see that in person. I thought that was so cool. Hello to those in Northern California, Connecticut. Hello to our neighbors in Connecticut, Toronto, Canada. Hello, hello, South Africa. Welcome to our friends in South Africa. Let's see who else. Germany. Hello. I got to learn how to say hello in all these languages to people when they come on. I'm going to make that a point to do that. Hello to our friends in Germany, in Europe, in Hawaii. I see Hawaii. Let's see who else. Missouri, Alabama, Alaska. Hello to our friends in Alaska, Queens, New York, and Long Island. Oh, my neighbors down from when I was in the Bronx. My neighbors from the boroughs are here. Welcome, welcome as well. You guys got to work on turning Queens and Long Island red here. This is what's going on. You guys got to work this out right now. And hello to everybody else jumping on. I see Wyoming. I see England. Hello to our friends across the pond in England, British Columbia, Washington State, Arizona. Welcome, Western New York. Hello to our neighbors in Western New York. And welcome to everybody else jumping on. Don't you feel like it's romper room when I do this? You know, at the end of romper room when you're a kid and they used to read all the names. Yeah, and that's kind of like what it feels like sometimes, what I'm doing. But, oh, Long Island is red already. Well, then, Long Island, please go over to Queens and help them because they could use your assistance. Okay, so we're going to open up in prayer. I have a few announcements, and then we're going to get into a potent word. But there's a few things we have to get into before the word tonight, because there are things transpiring as we speak that we absolutely have to talk about. So let's give it over to the Lord first and foremost. Give him his rightful place, and then we'll begin. Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you, Lord. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Father, you deserve all the glory, honor, and praise that is due your precious holy name. Lord, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every area we fall short, Father. Every single one of us falls short of your glory, Father God. We are far from perfect, Lord. And Lord, we praise you, Father God, Lord, that you so loved the world, you sent your one and only begotten Son. And Father, we just acknowledge, Lord, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you, Lord. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. Lord, he rose again in 3 days, Father God, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, victorious place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place. Lord, that your glory, your power, your authority would saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, Lord. Go forth, Father God, tonight, Lord. Father, we are asking, Lord, in Jesus' name, as a side note, that Sadie behaves herself tonight, Father God, as we go forth. But Lord, let your tangible presence, Father God, be felt. Father, let the counselor, the Holy Spirit, minister to those who are watching, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, you fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father. You are the potter, we are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You deserve all the glory, honor, and praise that is due your holy name, Father God. You are high and lifted up. Without your breath of life in us, we are the dust of the earth, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen and amen. Amen. Yep, Sadie, I heard her while I was praying, and sure enough, she had jumped up. She wanted to join in prayer, basically, as Sadie wanted to join in prayer. So we'll keep Sadie up here for announcements. I'll see how she behaves herself, and then we'll see if I take her down, basically, or not, because we have to deal with some things tonight. First of all, we have pics from Reawaken America. I loved meeting so many of you at Reawaken America in Detroit. It was amazing. Chris and I so enjoyed meeting you, getting to pray with you, getting the honor of speaking. So we have some pics from Reawaken to show you. Okay, this is the pastor of Grace Community Church in Sterling Heights. Him and his wife, I have to tell you, such lovely people. He's a REMA grad. And so basically he said, hey, your outfit matches our sign. So basically we took a picture of it together. This is Kathy Wise. Kathy Wise is that incredibly talented lady that sent us all those wood carvings of those animals that I showed that are now up around the sanctuary. This is her. She actually did this cross too. Here, I'll show you. I'll show you. She did this. So she did this. She did a bunny. She did a sheep. She did a pig for us. They are up in their respective areas now. And we were so happy to get to meet Kathy in person. She made a little cross for Chris, actually, that says Ark of Grace on it. And she brought it for us there. This gentleman wanted me to sign his hat. I was in my, I call those my snake wrangling slippers, because I've had to wrangle snakes in them before and relocate them. And so basically for prayer and some of the meet and greet, I threw those slippers on, and this gentleman asked me to sign his cowboy hat. Oh, these, she's a vet, I believe, this woman, and this is her service dog. And so she asked me to sign his service vest. So I signed the service vest. What a precious dog. Had a wonderful time with them. Oh, there's another one. You all are so lovely. All of these people we met were lovely people. They were just so happy to be at Reawaken America. And we were just happy to be able to spend time with them and pray with them. We did a lot of praying at Reawaken America. Our team did a lot of praying. Chris did a lot of praying. And so it was wonderful that we got to do that. This little boy, Brendan, was precious. I made sure it was Brendan and not Brandon, because you know the slogan, I'm not going to say it. And so basically, he was so precious. We actually ended up giving him a speaker badge so he could get on stage and actually be up close to some of the speakers. So we actually ended up giving it to Stephanie, who gave it to him. So he was precious as well. We had a wonderful time with him. We prayed with him and we talked with him. This is Givaderm. Givaderm ladies were right next to the Ark of Grace booth. I love the Givaderm ladies. I got to tell you, they were giving me massages left and right, because my shoulders and my back, I was wound up like a rubber band. And so in order to help me with all the knots I had, they were giving me massages in the back, which was so, so lovely of them. So I signed some of their boxes. So their special gift sets, I signed for them. To be able to sell. Oh, this family was lovely. They're like a small basketball team. And so we met them. I believe this woman knows Marty. I'm not sure, but I have a feeling somehow she knows Marty. I got to double check with Marty about that. The little one is Michael. He was adorable. One of the girls' name I remember was Bella. What another nice name, but they were a lovely family. Oh, he was so precious too. They're from Blessed to Teach. So basically the mom who's there, she is part of Blessed to Teach. And so they came in for this event. I got to spend some time with him. Chris got to see him as well. I learned he has a sun conure and a few other pets, so it was very nice. Oh, this, I have to tell you what Clay did here, because Clay is a sneak. And I love him for that, but Clay could be a bit of a sneak in a funny way. All of a sudden, Deb comes running to get me, Aaron's wife, and says, "Amanda, Clay needs you at stage right now." I have no clue what's going on. Well, I get there, and Clay says to me, "You're going to pray over General Flynn and Daryl Strawberry. No warning, because you got to be ready in season and out of season." So I said, "Somebody find Chris," because my husband is an enormous Mets fan. So when we go out on stage and Chris comes with me, I said, "Mr. Strawberry, before we pray, I must tell you something that my husband is an enormous Mets fan, and this is a huge honor for him." So the crowd's laughing before we start, but we prayed. Praise God, it was powerful. This was something else for my husband to get to be part of. This is blowing the shofar. The first morning, because I had no lipstick on, I got it off without a hitch. The second morning, I didn't get all my lipstick off. I had to wipe it off real fast, and then it worked just fine. You cannot blow a shofar with lipstick on, first of all. Clay always says you need a shofar to go far. So I guess in some ways, he's right. And those are all our picks from Reawaken America. We hope you enjoyed them. We have a couple more quick announcements, and then we're getting right into stuff. So we now have a live prayer line. People have been asking for this. We have heard your pleas for this. And so basically, it is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call either phone number on the screen, but we have a prayer team and a live active prayer line now to be able to pray with you and help you with what you're going through. And also our national fast. The Lord had me call for a national fast. I perceive it to be the Lord because it flew right out of my mouth. Starting June 14th, ending June 16th, a 3-day fast. I did not know June 14th is Donald Trump's birthday when I called for this fast. I found out after, but the Lord had led me to those dates. And so basically, because it ends with Father's Day, right? And God is our Father. So we're calling for a national fast. You can fast a meal. You could fast 2 meals. You could fast an entire day. You can fast till a specific time every day. If you want to fast till 3 o'clock every day, whatever you can do, we need to come together right now and do it corporately. And lastly, the cruise. There is an opportunity. There is a ministry that does conferences on cruises. And so basically, they have asked me to speak. I have never been on a cruise ever. And neither has Chris. So basically, if you would like, it is February 9th to 16th, 2025. We are leaving from Orlando, Florida. And basically, I believe it's going towards the Bahamas, this cruise. And so basically, if you can, we would love to have you join us. We're looking forward to it. You can book online or you can call the phone number. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're done with that. Now to the good stuff here. Now we're done with announcements. Now buckle up, people, because this is going to get serious really fast. Okay. Something happened today. Before we get into the word, we have to talk about this. Something happened today. We're going to put up the headline and then we're going to talk about it. And it is a doozy. You wouldn't think twice in the same year that these type of things would happen, but they basically are. So Hunter Biden guilty verdict could take personal toll on president. Hunter Biden was found guilty, I believe, on all three counts of charges, including possession of a firearm, which is interesting because they always yell gun control, gun control. And here is the president's son. And this happens. Jury finds Hunter Biden guilty of three felonies. Okay, we're going to talk about this more later on in the week because this is very reminiscent to me of something that happened biblically. And I'm not going to get into it right now. I'm going to look into it more, but this is very reminiscent of something. Okay, so I'm going to read to you a couple things here that we have pertaining to this. So it was November 2019. In a prophetic word from the Lord that it was first spoken, the hunter shall become the hunted. Okay, so that was first spoken almost 5 years ago, that word. April 7th, 2023, this is what the word of the Lord said. The persecuting spirit has been sent forth with force to intimidate the people through the events unfolding in your nation. Those who grin at such, what a sad and pathetic group, says the Lord. They shall find themselves flat on their backs. Those grins will not last for long as they think they have hunted down prey. The hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. It has gone forth. However, the hunters have set themselves up to become prey, for they shall be hunted down by their own agendas, by their own accusations, by their own weapons of destruction, that they shall lose control of these beasts, and they shall become the hunted for what they have done. This, we are watching this actively be fulfilled real time. Okay. Now, May 6, 2024, because this was in Delaware, I believe. This trial was in Delaware. May 6, 2024, a very capital hard twist is coming in this hour to your nation. Roots must be given a hard twist and pulled up, says the Lord, for it hides in the depths, that's capitalized, and the root system is set to be laid bare and exposed before the people. As this occurs, you shall see falls in the seat of governorship down the East Coast. As this occurs, you shall see a sudden event, an event that sifts California and Michigan. Delaware. This is interesting. Delaware shall rise up as the firstborn of your nation and bring a just charge against the one who sits in the seat of president who has smeared their state. This is what they're doing in this. They are rejecting this family. This was in Delaware that came forth. And I believe this is just the beginning because Delaware is called the firstborn state. They are in the process of rejecting the Bidens that have so touted that they're from Delaware. And this is the beginning of it, of what we're seeing. These are the hard twists too of these roots being pulled out. When you have a very deep root, it has to be given a hard twist. Everything jerks, right? It hurts, and then it's yanked up. This is what we actively see happening right now. Okay. So we wanted to go over that first because this was breaking news just a few hours ago. So I wanted to re-go over these prophecies with you because we also have it from the headlines, right? The hunter shall become the hunted. I want to show you this. This was the New York Post headline, November 9th, 2023. Now, what happened April 7th, 2023? The Lord said, the hunter shall become the hunted. This will echo in this season once again. That's exactly what happened because the New York Post carried that very headline and it is echoing in this season once again. You know, they think they've hunted down political prey on one side. And when that happens, all of a sudden, now this enormous issue is occurring, right? For the current sitting president. Okay. Now, there's something I have to tell you that happened in Detroit. And then we're going to get into the word of the Lord because this ties into the word of the Lord. So I have to talk about this. So when we got to the hotel in Detroit, right? We stayed at the Westin. When we got there, the sky got so black. And we stepped out of the car, and I kid you not, 45 mile an hour winds at least picked up. I mean, people were running outside to take pictures. It was so crazy. And I'm thinking, someone not happy we here. But anyway, the winds picked up, the storm picks up, and this, it almost looks like a tornado is going to hit. It is that ominous. So when it sort of passed, but was still happening, we end up going to dinner. And when we leave, the gentleman that does the valet, he was in his car, and the license plate on his car said Hassan, Hasan. And that struck me in my spirit, like the Lord was telling me, remember this. So we end up going to the grocery store after. And when we're in line, there was a man, a much older man, right? African American gentleman. He had a hard time walking. He was older. He was hanging around with one item in his cart. It looked like maybe hot food he got from the deli or something like that. And he finally got in line in back of us. And the Lord says to me, I want you to go offer to pay for his groceries. So I walk over respectfully and I ask him if I could pay for his groceries. I said, we have a ministry. We do this for people and we would love to be able to bless him. He was very gracious and he said to me, I'm Muslim, so I can't shake your hand, but I'm very grateful you want to do this for me. And I said to him, what is your name? He said, Hassan. The same name that I saw on the license plate that the Lord told me to take note of. He said his name was Hassan. So I paid for his groceries. He asked the name of our ministry. He thanked me very much. He asked what the name of our ministry was. I told him. And he basically got his bag and we walked out before him. And when we walked out, there was a double rainbow over Detroit. And our jaws hit the people were stopping in the parking lot, just looking and taking pictures. It was a full double rainbow. And Chris yells, Hassan, look. And he points at that rainbow. And it was just such an amazing moment. And it was God's rainbow, not the serpent of multicolors that bent itself into a rainbow. This is the Lord's rainbow. And we all stopped in that parking lot and just took a moment there. So the what happened was first the horrible storm came, then the blessing, then the definitive solidifying of that promise, right? So it was storm, then the blessing, then the blessing or the promise, then the solidifying of that promise. And I will tell you, the Lord is not only doing something in Detroit, but the Lord is bringing grace and redemption to the Muslim community in Detroit. He's going to visit them and they are going to have a revival themselves within that community. I'm telling you that is coming. And I will tell you something else. We saw a double rainbow over Detroit. My sister-in-law posted pictures today of a double rainbow that was over her house on the block where she and my father-in-law live. And it's interesting, all these rainbows are appearing during a certain month that they like to call Pride Month, right? And what's interesting about this is that pride, they think pride is a good thing. Pride will blind people that they can't see where the cliff is and they fall. And the Lord is taking that rainbow back. It is His. It's always been His. The enemy stole it, created a corrupt agenda, and hijacked it. That rainbow in Genesis was the end result of a cleansing of the earth from wickedness and Hamas, which means violence, that is mentioned in Genesis 6. So the enemy robbed that. He took that. He counterfeited it to make a symbol of what the Lord detests. He loves humanity. He sent his son Jesus Christ to die for our sins. However, he detests perversion, disorder, and deception. And that agenda of the serpent rainbow is all of this combined. It's an offshoot of the same root. The same root that has an offshoot of Black Lives Matter, the pro-Palestinian Hamas agenda, Ukraine, the flooding at our borders of wicked individuals who are set on destruction. It's the same root that out of all of these all this one root, all of these have grown, and there's going to be a very public deep excavation to dig down into this nation for that root and to pull it up and out and cut off its source. And I'll tell you, I saw a picture, because next year it will be 10 years since same-sex marriage was legalized. This year it's 9 years. June 26th, it'll be 9 years. Don't you find it interesting that Big Ben stopped at the number 9? The first day of Passover. This June, it'll be 9 years. I want to show you a picture because I'm going to prove this to you. Okay, now don't mind the two guys there doing that, because you need to see this. Look at the flag that's being above the guy with the teal shirt. He says, proud to be a Democrat. Above him, there's a flag. It is blue and yellow, which is the very colors of the flag of Ukraine. And these colors were being waved almost 10 years ago. These are the same root, different offshoots of it. The same root is feeding all these different agendas. And we have to understand this. It is. Look, you've got red flags there too. You got red flags. And I, you know, when I see this and I see that it all melds and blends together, we have to understand this, that these are all from the same root, all of these agendas. They're different offshoots of it. And I'm proving that to you because look at the color of those flags years ago. The color of the Ukraine flag and the red flag, the color of the Chinese flag. If you don't think China ain't funding these universities and Black Lives Matter and the same-sex agenda, there is dirty Chinese money going into those agendas. So all these color flags happen to be the players that are involved in today. I don't think that's a coincidence, and I just wanted to show you this. This was from Time Magazine from almost 10 years ago. Okay, so I know I wanted to show you that because I saw that and it struck me. It struck me, all those colors there. When the Supreme Court did what they shouldn't have done, it's everything that's at play today. Also, the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. It's not money itself. It is the love and idolatry and worshiping of it that is the root of all evil. Okay, now let's get into the word of the Lord. I had to talk about these things first because this word came June 5th, 2024. That's when I started this word with the Lord. He woke me up at 3 a.m. on the 10th. Not the 10th. He woke me up at 3 a.m. on the 9th. To finish it, to go into prayer and to finish this word. So we're going to read this now and we're going to go over it. So this is what it says. Thank you, Lord. Who I have anointed will go in the highest seats of your land, says the Lord. Not who the pundits say with their jousting of rhetoric and speculations that are specks of dust to me, says the Lord. Their words have no substance. They lack meat that would nourish the people. Instead, they binge on junk, capital food for their souls, through the prognosticators, political puppets, and jesters meant to entertain you and distract, capital, from the people having the clear vision to see the root of the issue, says the Lord. The root shall and will be dug up in a public excavation before the people, for the wicked have mixed in sand with the soil, and it has weakened the root. The root shall be exposed by the same measure they so chose to destroy this nation. A great spectacle, an open spectacle, where there shall be no way to escape this excavation, for it shall be long and deep, says the Lord. The parties whose root systems have joined together shall be split and broken by an axe retrieved by one I have called to do so. When fire begins and grows, there is a great potential for a backdraft. A phenomenon when a fire has taken up all available oxygen and suddenly a door is open, capital, and that fire suddenly, capital, explodes because unexpected oxygen has been made available. Thus says the Lord, The door is about to open, and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw. I have put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, that's capital, the wicked, corrupt, and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of an insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents and those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same, illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seat of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft, an explosion upon Haman and his family. The same has been done here, says the Lord. A gross miscalculation of covenants, times, and seasons, a gross miscalculation of their power and pull to hunt down prey in the political arena and the church, and have the security enough in seat to get away with such wickedness, says the Lord. They have in their foolishness, in their hearts, thought they could ascend. However, they shall now descend down a steep hill, and upon that slope are the thistles, thorns, and briars they so sowed that have grown to now ensnare them with every charge they attempted to smear others with, shall now catch and ensnare them and tear apart all they have amassed for such treachery, says the Lord. There has been a violation of order, says the Lord, and those who have been charged, says the Lord, will be taken through the valley in order to stand on the hills. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness. Their flesh has led, says the Lord, in such an escapade to hold on to and keep a grip on stolen property, says the Lord. This nation and land was given to me, says the Lord, the covenant, the promise made from New York. They have attempted to steal such, pridefully, capitals, steal such, and put it in the house of their God, says the Lord. The nation needs to turn to me in an hour of tumult and uprising, says the Lord, and seek forgiveness. However, says the Lord, that is still my covenant, and those who have played the thieves for your gods shall be thrown on their face in this hour and shall be powerless to protect you from the wage to be paid you for your sin. This is the last moments before the window of grace closes for such. Repent now, says the Lord, of your heinous deeds, for those who sit on the bench of power shall be weighed in this hour, and their briefcases and filing cabinets opened and searched, as it shall be smeared what riches their hands so took and what deals they made to the beast on the hill. And a department that has little to do with justice and much capital to do with justifying capital their detestable behavior. Hearing August. As they cling to the horns of the altar for the box they have opened is dark and shall swallow up their titles and power and influence, as many will attempt to jump from a sinking ship after all the life rafts have gone forth. Thus says the Lord, align with my will, my ways, capitals, and my timing, that's capitalized. Do not think you know better in this hour. For if I, the Lord, delivered Peter from the prisons and the jailer, I can do the same for those who sing my praises, capital, in this hour. Instead of fight out of the flesh, the praises of Peter open the prison doors. The faithfulness of Joseph in prison, interpreting the dreams for the cupbearer and baker, open the prison doors. hours for Joseph, and David refusing to kill Saul when he had the chance after all Saul had done to try and destroy him. I, the Lord, protected and blessed David, and by my capital hand, righteously, Saul was removed. It is the full surrender to me, capitals, the Lord God, through my son Jesus Christ, that unlocks doors of prisons, breaks chains, delivers from the snare of the fowler, and temptation Satan dangles to entice the flesh. This is all capitals, the rest of this. Hear me this day, says the Lord. There is no prison I cannot get to. There is no courtroom that I cannot enter. There is no office in the capital of your nation that I cannot view their foul plots with the stench of such diseased branches. There is nowhere my arm cannot reach to save. It is a matter of surrender, says the Lord. And I, the Lord, am walking your nation through this valley of the shadow of death from one who came out of the shadow valley, who led your nation into such when the nation did not humble itself in turn. However, I am a merciful God, and I shall lead you through this valley of decision and deliverance. For in the valley, when it seems its darkest, there is a light that shall suddenly break through the darkness, and I shall pull this nation from its grip. A table, a feast, shall be prepared in the presence of my enemies, your nation's enemies, and the enemies of those who I have anointed for such a time, and I shall make them sit there and watch their delicate dainties of deceit be turned over before them, for they have merchandised the political, this nation and its covenant to the nations of the earth. They have tagged it with a price, and one of the prices was the destruction of political opponents for lucrative deals to fill their pockets. However, drive your nation deeper into the bondage of debt. My son Jesus paid the largest debt in history, the sins of humanity. And that blood so shall be applied to cancel the continued robbery and progress of a nation and a robbing of their relationship with Israel. However, call on me now fully, says the Lord. Doors may close, says the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night. However, joy cometh in the morning. The justice of Yahweh shall carry out the verdict. All men should tremble and humble themselves and bridle the tongue in this hour. For I, the Lord thy God, want to be the loudest and sharpest voice that speaks over your nation. Your leaders should tremble, for scrolls have entered Washington, D.C., and they are about to be opened by angels prepared to overturn it at the opening of these scrolls. My church, now is your hour to rise up and be the voice crying in the wilderness, proclaiming the way of salvation and leading a very lost nation through this dark valley. You are the light of the world, a city on a hill. And if part of the church wants to die in that valley of dry bones, then continue on, my little flock. Prophesy to the valley of bones in your nation that the grave will release its grip and your nation comes forth from the tomb of Sodom it was so placed in. Know this day I am God, there is no other. A historic and unprecedented time calls for such measures. The sword of the Spirit and your faith, my children, is what will make a very broken nation a new vessel upon the wheel of the potter. The winds of change shall suddenly bring a storm that is one of judgment and correction. Prepare, my children, the desperation they so unleash will be what causes their fall. Pride, capital, shall now be their judge and jury. Thus says the Lord of hosts in Jesus' name. And this is where the word ends. This was a powerful, poignant, God is not mincing words, and that window of grace is thinning right now. It is thinning. Now, Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 17 gives the message to the church of Laodicea. This is a message right now to the political arena, to the church, and to those who are running for office, and those who are being put through trials in an election year. And this is what it says, verse 14 through 17, Revelation 3. To the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God, says this, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing. And you do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed, and eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Isn't it interesting that at the Belmont Stakes, a long shot of a horse named Doorknock won? That is no mistake. That horse was a long shot. And they put him in. And he won. Now, I have to do a little more research about this. But I just find it interesting that in this hour, a horse by the name of Doorknock wins. We got to pay attention to these things, people. We have to. Because there's a lot happening right now. And we need to have eyes to see and ears to see or hear what the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, has to say. I'm also going to read to you from Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 11, because the Lord quoted this word in that word. In the word of the Lord, part of this was quoted, and this is what it says. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green and it will not be anxious in a year of drought nor cease to yield fruit. The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the result of his deeds. As a partridge that hatches eggs, which it has not laid, so is he who makes a fortune, but unjustly. In the midst of his days, it will forsake him, and in the end, he will be a fool. You know why? Because money doesn't matter in the sight of God. There are things that happen in life where money cannot save you. People cannot save you. Only Almighty God and you being rooted in him can save you and protect you. And it's interesting, they said in the year of drought, because drought normally causes famine. And that is what Joseph had to deal with when Pharaoh made him second in command of Egypt. And being this is the year 5784, the prison doors opening to Joseph. Well, sometimes doors have to close first. So isn't it interesting? Once again, a horse by the name of Doorknock wins. But Jeremiah 17 is another one to keep in mind right now, verse 5 through 11, and Revelation 3, verses 15 through 17. And this hour, these are two verses to keep in mind. Because Joseph had to deal with famine, there was a drought as well, which caused famine, and the Lord gave Joseph the plan in order to not only sustain Egypt, but to help save his own people from it. Joseph is a account in Genesis right now I am paying very close attention to. And I believe those running for office, the Lord desires to fill them and their families with the Holy Spirit. Fill them with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of it, and truly make them a publicly praying family. It's a matter of the willingness to do that. Because when a president stands on the rock of Jesus Christ for the nation, that nation prospers. When a leader yields to God and allows the full yoking that God must put leaders through, we see the result of that. We see the prospering of a nation. And I'm going to tell you that David, Joseph, Daniel, Moses, all had to go through this yoking process. They all had to go into the depths first to be pulled out to be the leaders God wanted them to be. Why do we think it's any different this time around? Daniel had government officials plot his demise because he wasn't one of them. They changed the law so then Daniel would break the law, even though in the eyes of God, he didn't break the law, to try to put him in the pits of the lion's den. And you know what the Lord did? He allowed Daniel to go into that pit. He allowed Joseph to go into that prison. And then he miraculously, by his hand, brought them out. Why do we think it's any different this time around? And I'm going to tell you, it's the failures. It's the failures in life who make you who you are, not the wins. It's the failures that truly make you who you are. In failure, there is weakness. And we are made, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. In failure, it builds character. This is why I tell parents a lot, let your kids fail. Let them fail. It builds character. Where we are weak, God is strong. It's in our failures that the Lord can do the most work to transform our lives. It's in the brokenness. There is a rebuilding and repairing of those places. And I'll give you a good visual for this. Sadie is still on the desk, public service announcement. I'll give you a good example of this, a building, right? That has good bones, however, has been ravaged within. It's decaying, it's broken, it's unkempt, it's out of order, it doesn't meet code. What happens? That building is ripped down to the studs. All the old torn out, all the faulty wiring removed, all the decay cut out, until all that has been hindering is torn away and there is a structure now to be filled and repaired. And then the work begins of restoring everything that once was problematic, was decaying, was faulty. Now that those things are removed, that building can be rewired, repaired, restored, fortified, and be what it was meant to be. The soul of this nation is at stake. This is a battle for the soul of the nation. You know, if the Lord could speak through the mouth of a donkey to Balaam, some can fly out of the mouth of Joe Biden. And he's the one that said, it's a battle for the soul of the nation. Right words, wrong breath. Breath stinks. Right words coming from the wrong place. But it is a battle for the soul of the nation. And everything that is faulty, that is corrupt, that is dysfunctional, that is deteriorating, decaying, the foundation of this nation has to be repaired. And everything built upon it has to be ripped down to the studs, removed, and rebuilt. Because if you want to make America great again, you got to make America godly again. And you have to put back in order what the enemy has sent into chaos, disorder, rebellion, godlessness, and deception. You got to reel that on back now. Proverbs 14. You know, Proverbs 14, I read this morning and I said, you know what? I'm going to read it tonight because Proverbs 14 is another one to mark for this time. And this is what it says. The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish pulls it down with her hands. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. So if you're perverse in your ways, you despise God. But he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, perverse pride. Do you see where this is going? But the lips of the wise will preserve them. Where no oxen are, the trough is clean, but much increase comes by the strength of an ox. Ox are yoked. A faithful witness does not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A scoffer seeks wisdom and does not find it, but knowledge is easy to him who understands. Verse 7, go from the presence of a foolish man when you do not perceive in him the lips of knowledge. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Fools mock at sin, but amongst the upright there is favor. The heart knows its own bitterness, and a stranger does not share its joy. Verse 11, the house of the wicked will be overthrown, but the tent of the upright will flourish. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Even in laughter, the heart may sorrow, and the end of mirth may be grief. Verse 14, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. That's called critical thinking. We need that back, especially in our younger generation. Verse 16, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but a fool rages and is self-confident. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man of wicked intentions is hated. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Verse 19, the evil will bow before the good, and the wicked at the gates of the righteous. The poor man is hated even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. Do they not go astray who devise evil? But mercy and truth belong to those who devise good. Verse 23, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. A true witness delivers souls, but a deceitful witness speaks lies. Verse 26, in the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to turn one away from the snares of death. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is the downfall of a prince. Verse 29, he who is slow to wrath has great understanding, but he who is impulsive exalts folly. A sound heart is life to the body, but envy is rottenness to the bones. Verse 31, he who oppresses the poor reproaches his maker, but he who honors him has mercy on the needy. The wicked is banished in his wickedness, but the righteous has a refuge in his death. Wisdom rests in the heart of him who has understanding, but what is in the heart of fools is made known. Verse 34, righteousness exalts a nation. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The king's favor is toward a wise servant, but his wrath is against him who causes shame. A lot of what we see in this is what we see going on right now and where we need to go. At the beginning, the word perverse and pride were one line after each other. Perversion is pride. Why do you think the enemy so craftily made it Pride Month? Proverbs 16:18, pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. I'm going to tell you how this scripture prophetically ties to now besides what it says. Donald Trump was convicted on 34 counts. Proverbs 16:18, 16 plus 18 equals 34. 34. It was no mistake that number was used. The DA's name is Bragg, which means to boast. Can it be any more clear? And in Pride Month, let me set the stage for you. The past two Pride Months, 2022 and 2023, Joe Biden fell. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. In 2022, he fell at Rehoboth Beach in Delaware, the state his son has now been convicted in. And in 2023, he fell on stage, I believe, at an event having to do with the armed services. In 2024, in this month, now his son falls. And his son is convicted on three charges, and there happen to be three branches of government. But his son is convicted on three charges in the month filled with pride. The hunter shall become the hunted. This is no mistake. We are seeing these things like dominoes, one after the other, happen in this year. You know why? Because this is the year of Joshua 24. 2024 is the year of Joshua 24. Choose this day whom you will serve. And the church and the political arena need to anchor this proverb right now, Proverbs 14, in their souls right now. You know, sometimes the Lord will allow what he hates to accomplish what he loves. This is why all this filth and stench and darkness and deception was allowed to bubble up and over so the people would see it and its full wicked sociopathic scope that it is. So the people of this nation have a clear choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. You cannot continue to falter between two opinions in this hour. This is how we got into this mess in the first place, because the church continued to falter between two opinions and did nothing. And I hear this term a lot, fight like hell. I'm going to tell you something. I hear this term a lot. I've heard it a lot recently. It's not time to fight like hell. Right now, it's time to fight like heaven. We are in the army of the one true, everlasting, always righteous, living God. And it's time to fight like heaven, so the gates of hell do not prevail against this nation and the church. Now's the time to fight like heaven. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You don't want to fight like hell. You want to fight like heaven. We have the power of Almighty God through his son, Jesus Christ. We are soldiers in the army of living God. We can ask the Lord to dispatch his angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to fight on our behalf and behalf of the nation. It's time to fight like heaven right now, because hell is fighting. They're fighting, all right. They are fighting to try to keep this nation condemned to a grave. Because the enemy hates covenant. And he hates that a promise was made from New York between George Washington and Almighty God. George Washington made that covenant. And the enemy hates covenant. But if you understand covenant, an attack on an active covenant will end up severely backfiring on who's doing it. Just look at Goliath. Goliath attacked a living covenant, and all it took was one faith-filled shepherd boy to defeat his prideful, pompous, you know what? Because that's what he was filled with, pride. You see, pride has become like Goliath. Pride month has become like Goliath. I see these, and I'm going to be very honest here, okay? I'm going to be very honest to make a point here, okay? Pride month is crap. And Joe Biden just put himself in a bathroom-like position in France at a D-Day event. You know why? Because that's what it is, Pride month. It's crap. And I don't need to see all of you out there with your rainbows exposing yourselves and see dimples where I don't need to see them. There is nothing, and I know it sounds funny, but it's true. There is nothing that is to be proud of any of that, especially when you're wearing something you shouldn't be wearing because you look like you're squeezing yourself into a sausage casing. And I'm serious about this. And I know I may sound like, you know, a little funny right now, but it's true. Someone's got to speak the truth in love. And I'm speaking the truth in love right now. Put your pants on. Take the sparkles out. And get yourself some help, because God loves you, but he doesn't love what you're doing. It's nothing to be proud of that you're gender confused. It's nothing to be proud of that you're out of the order that God created. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And the enemy has made a campaign of shaming that in the public arena. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. And it is the serpent that has bent himself into a rainbow. Instead of the coat of many colors, we got a serpent of many colors that has made himself into a rainbow. All to usher an era of pride into the nation. And do you know who helped usher that in? Barack Obama. Because that court ruling came down June of 2015. During his second term. He is the one that helped open the gate to what we see now. That's why he wrote a book called Promised Land. Because he wanted to be the American Pharaoh, who, by the way, also won the Triple Crown in 2015, about 20 days prior to the Supreme Court ruling coming down, by the way. Back in 2015. See, when you understand the root of something, you know better how to deal with it. And the church has embraced a multicolored wounded serpent. And you know what wounded serpents do? They bite. That's why in ministry, you got to be careful about bringing wounded serpents in, because they bite. And people do that out of their own foolish delusion and desire sometimes. It's still a serpent. And this wounded multicolored serpent that has gotten into the church is putting down some pretty big bites. When Israel was defiant and rebellious against God, they were bitten by snakes. That part of the church that has been defiant in this. And I'm not talking about everybody is welcome here. Everybody is welcome to come listen, but we have a biblical standard and you are not changing it. You are welcome to come hear the word of God, but we are not changing our standard to make you feel better about your sin. That's not what church is about. But that serpent is about to bite them, and bite hard, because you let a serpent in. And that is the Lord's rainbow. And the enemy has taken it and put a campaign forth to send hundreds of thousands of people down a road of perdition, making them think it's prideful and it's heroism. No, you know what heroism is? Dying for the nation. Going to war to protect our freedom. EMTs in the South Bronx who are going in dealing with gunshot victims. Those are heroes. You're not a hero because you wore a thong in a parade. You're not. That's not heroism. That's stupidism. And it is an epidemic right now amongst the young, and it is an epidemic in church. Stupidism. And we need to call it like it is right now, because this nation needs deliverance. America is not going to be great until America is godly. So let's get that in order first. It's not a man that's going to save America. It's Almighty God by his hand using man as an instrument. Willing, obedient, submissive men. When you submit to God, you resist the devil then, and then he flees. Submission is a strength, and it is a weapon, and it allows God in his power to go forth and do righteously what the righteous judge does. And that's what we need in the political arena. These men in the political arena, many of them are cowards. They're cowards. Because they don't want to submit to God. They will submit to the flesh and insider trading and lucrative deals and Ukraine and Russia and any other country you can think of quicker and more effectively than they will submit to God. They're cowards in DC right now. They're a bunch of cowards, and everything they have amassed is dust in the sight of God. It is dust. It is meaningless. Because he's going to ask them one question when they stand before him, and it is, did you serve me? Did you serve me? Did you know my son Jesus Christ? And did you serve me? So all of their entitlements that they get and the extra fat in their bills is meaningless to God. What is meaningful to God is obedience and submission. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and you submit to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. There's an order to it. And the men in Congress better get this, and the women, that submitting to the nonsense that goes on behind closed doors, submitting to the dark agendas and the principalities that roam DC, submitting to gain power and influence and win friends, will fall apart because it is built on a foundation of sand. We need people in Washington that will stand upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ and will seek the wisdom of God as Solomon so sought it. That's what we need right now. And that's what we need to be focused on. So I'm just going to leave you with that note, because it is so important right now. And we need that in the church. We need good, strong leadership in the church. Strong leadership. Shepherds. Who are willing to scrap. Shepherds are willing to scrap to protect their sheep. They will roll up their sleeves and they will fight off an enemy. They don't welcome it in to ravage the flock. And the flock has been ravaged right now because shepherds have welcomed in every foul beast and predator that preys on sheep. Shepherds, many of them who claim to be shepherds, because there's many amazing shepherds, but the ones who claim to be shepherds and are really showmen are really sacrificing the sheep right now. They're sacrificing them to the beast in order for them to gain power and influence. And that will be rectified, because this is the time of accountability. Barbara was saying that to me again. This is the time of accountability right now. The time of accountability. It is here. Because the justice of Yahweh has entered the earth. The Lord said it to me back in December. It has entered the earth. And we have seen what has transpired since then. And please give your heart to Jesus Christ. Whatever you've done, whatever you're involved in, whatever you're struggling with, you're struggling with gender issues, you're struggling with abuse, you're struggling with poverty, you're struggling with sickness, whatever you're struggling with, give your heart to Jesus Christ. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. The Lord loves you. He wants to set you free. Satan allures you to enslave you. Almighty God has brought his son Jesus Christ to set you free. He allures you to set you free. He leaves the 99 and goes after the one to set you free. The enemy may be making you think that what you're doing is righteous and it's okay, but he's got you in chains. Don't give him that power. Give your life to Jesus Christ today. Believe on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Give your life over to him. Acknowledge Jesus died on the cross for your sins. Ask him to come into your heart and life and be your Lord and Savior today. And if you do that, please write us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. Because we would love to send you some resources and help you with this. But this is the hour. Repent and turn. Give your life over to Jesus Christ right now. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you did. Paul was a murderer. Moses murdered an Egyptian guard. I mean, it doesn't matter what you did. It matters the choice you make now. Choose this day whom you will serve. The Lord wants to give you a new purpose, and he wants to make you a new creation. Allow him that opportunity. Don't give Satan more opportunity than him. Don't give these agendas more opportunity than God. Give God that full opportunity in your life he so deserves. Praise the Lord. That's where I'm going to end for tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I felt that. Okay, we're going to put up two things really quick. And next broadcast, we have a huge announcement. So next broadcast that we announce, that I go live, we have a huge announcement to make, and we will be making that announcement. We're going to leave it on a little cliffhanger here, but we have a really, really amazing announcement. So at the end here, we're going to put up first this amazing water system. I love this gentleman who has Century H2O. He gives these water systems to people of East Palestine, Ohio, that suffered from that awful train wreck. He gives this to them so they will have clean water. He has blessed them with these. It is a 5-stage under the sink water treatment system. They also have them for the entire home. So if you would like really, really, truly clean water for you and your pets, I will tell you high levels of calcium and magnesium in your tap water can actually give your pets stones in their body, such as bladder stones and kidney stones. Just an FYI, we've been through that before. So please go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. You can go to you can use promo code grace10 to get a 10% discount on your order. And Rafa is something that I created with Dr. Sherwood. It is for women. Maybe we will also do a Rafa for men, but Rafa means healer in Hebrew, and God has put all of these things in the earth to heal our body. So I wanted to do something that honored the Lord with the name. And so basically this helps with all the things you see listed here: fatigue, wake, night sweats, mood swings, brain fog, blood sugar issues, all things that women suffer from in areas of their bodies they have issues with. This actually is meant to help that. So you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. It is all natural. It is all natural. So it is created from the earth and what God has put in the earth. It is called Rafa. So you can go check that out today. And thank you everyone for joining us tonight, hanging in there with us. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day over myself and Chris in our home. Also, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Praise God. We should be saying that all the time. All the time. The heart is deceitful. I mean, the proverb we just read, it talks about this. The heart is deceitful. And so we need to constantly cleanse that. Also, Ephesians 1 and 3, wonderful chapters to read, but there are scriptures in the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin that I quote every day that are in Ephesians 1 and 3. Also, the Lord's Prayer, there's an order to that prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. That should be good enough for us to pray it. And the order of that prayer is so important for our prayer life. So we encourage you in these things. We love you. We thank you for joining us tonight. We will be back on this week. We will be announcing when. Keep the faith. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you soon. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rafa for women. Rafa means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rafa is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our body. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code ARK10 for a 10% discount.